Hello, it's Wayne speaking.
Hey, Wayne, it's Hawk with Local Splash calling you back.
Okay.
You made it home?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Hopefully not too much traffic.
Nope, not too bad.
Always good. So, yeah, first thing would be the address. Now, like I said, you don't have to list it online if you don't want. But what would be a good address?
I don't want to.
Yeah, of course. No worries. They're not going to actually list it online. I see you're already verified by Google, which is good. That takes care of a lot of the process. But what address was it that you used when you verified with them?
Okay. It might have changed since then, but I can give you my new address here.
Okay,
I mean,
sure.
I've been here for 7 years.
Okay, that should be fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. It's 26612.
Okay.
Jalene Street, Jalene Street, Sun City, California.
You said Sun City, California?
Yep, 92586.
There it is. Okay. Just to confirm, that's 26612 Jalene Street, Sun City, California, 92586.
Yep.
Okay, and then I got the email. Is that a good email to keep on file, the Mr. Handle
It?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then this is the good number as well, right? The 234-2612?
Yep.
All right, perfect.
Yep, this is my cell and my business phone.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, 2-1. And then what about your last name?
Thornhill, Thornhill.
Okay, so that's Thornhill?
Yep.
Got it. Okay, and now for your Google business profile. So I do see it up there, but there wasn't any hours of operation because I just went ahead and tried to get as much information as I could, beforehand. But for hours of operation, are you good with, 9 to 5? You want to do 8 to 6? What's going to be best for you? Like, to receive calls, basically.
8 to 6.
8 to 6 is okay. And that's Monday through Friday?
Yeah, and then, half a day on Saturday, 8 to 12.
Okay. 8 to 12, all right. That's always good to know. 8 to 12 for Saturday, okay? And then for contact with clients, like them contacting you, phone, text, and email is going to be okay?
Yeah.
More opportunity that way, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's see here. As for the website, now, I was looking at the site you guys had, and it wasn't, it's active when you go to the homepage, but then when you click on anything, it doesn't work. Would you like us to build you a site as well?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Not 100% sure on that one yet?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. Just mull it over just while we're on the call here. Just like I said before, it's just a one-time payment of $99. So the first payment would be $348, but still every payment after every month is still $249. It's just a one-time payment.
Okay.
So, it's not repeated. Yeah. And it's a fully functional site. It would be scheduling and billing for clients. You can put your own pictures, testimony, reviews. It's state of the art.
Oh, I know. I've had it before. Just,
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And as for the business itself, it's, you got, or licensed and insured as well?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And then now what about the areas that you want to show up for? I was looking at your Yelp listing. I was trying to find some areas, but I just had a general area. Do you have any specific cities? Like, you can have up to 12 that we can target.
Yeah, Menifee,
mm-hmm.
Marietta, Temecula.
Temecula.
We go out to Wildomar, Lake Elsinore.
Okay. Lake Elsinore, okay.
And surrounding cities, so.
50 miles would do it, or you want to keep it a little
What's
closer?
That?
30 miles is okay. You have up to 50 if you want it. Okay.
No, you know what? I advertised in a paper to do Riverside County, and the problem was that it would take me an hour and a half just to go out and do a to drive out to do an estimate, and then an hour and a half back. So, not worth it.
Oh, okay, yeah, not worth it, right? Especially with the gas prices and the stuff going up. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
And then now for services you offer. Again, I was looking at the listing, but it just had carpentry. The more specific, the better. If you have specific services that you do within carpentry, that
no, it's roll out drawers for cabinets, slide outs.
Okay.
Kitchen cabinet organization.
Roll out drawers, kitchen cabinet organization. Okay. Now I can also have the technician suggest some that fall under like these type of keywords that people search a lot, if you like, as well.
Yeah, I had a bunch of them before. Like I say, it's slide out shelves, slide out drawers, roll out shelves, just all kinds of, you know, anything to do with cabinet drawers, you know.
Right. So let's see. Do you also want me to put carpentry, or you want to stick to the shelves since that's your specialty?
No, carpentry.
All right, I wanted to make sure. Yeah, because they have that listed on Yelp. I'm sure that probably caused some trouble there, huh? Let's see here. So roll out drawers, roll out shelves, kitchen cabinet organization. Okay, that should be good for now. And then let's see here. I think that should do it for that. All right. Let's make sure we have everything. And then, yep. Okay, that's good. Add the phone number. Okay, and then for the billing address, is that going to be the same as the initial address you gave me? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just want to make sure. That's good. And then is the business name, is it the business card, or is that is just Wayne Thornhill on the card?
No, it's the business. It's cabinets organized by Handle It.
Okay, good to know. And then let's see here. That's a Visa or MasterCard?
Yeah, it's a Visa.
Okay. And then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Okay, it's 4147.
Okay.
1814.
Okay.
0032.
Okay.
4715.
4715. Okay, and the expiration?
0925.
Okay, and then the number on the back?
083.
Okay, and I'm also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling. Calls are more secure. There's three options. There's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Probably city I was born in.
Okay, and the city name?
Corona, California.
Corona, okay, nice. All right. Now I'm just going to set up your account here. Once I process, you're going to get your invoice through text and email. I think you usually get the email first, but I'll resend the text. That's usually the easiest way to access. So let me just go ahead and set that up. Okay, just take a sec. And would you also like me to add the site as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Add that in there. Okay. Just waiting on it here. Just a sec. Okay. There we go. Okay. So you're going to see that come through now. And then, like I said, you'll get the invoice shortly after. Then we just go to that real quick. There's one other quick step, and you're good to go. Oh, and by the way, once we get you set up, the other part is just the technician kind of going through everything with you, like to build all your profiles and, you know, kind of optimize. Is tomorrow morning okay to speak with them, or?
To speak with who now?
The technician, the one that builds all your profiles and optimizes everything for you.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it can be any time tomorrow. I mean, I think they're pretty open right now. Let's see. Let's see, for tomorrow, Friday. Yeah, any time. Is the morning okay? I mean, we could try the afternoon if that's better for you.
No, morning's fine.
Okay. Like 9, 10 a.m., something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get you in for... I'll let you know what the end of the call here. We'll set that up. Okay, so I think you should have got the email with the invoice already. Let me just send the text. That's usually the quickest way. Yep, there it is. Okay, so you should get a text right now. It's going to say, thank you for choosing Local Slash. We send a copy of your invoice through email. It'll also have a link there below that where you can click, and that should just take you straight to the invoice so you don't have to access the email.
All right.
Let me know once you see that.
I see it.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead, click there. Take a look, of course. Let me know if you got any questions. Very straightforward, but, you know. And then once you get to the bottom there, there's going to be a little box where you would click. It says, I'm the authorized user. And then below that, a space where you type your name. Once you've filled both of those and hit confirm signature, that should take you to our website and ask for your username and login. Now, you're going to receive that within 7 days because you're speaking with the technician tomorrow morning. He'll get you set up with all that. So let me know when she takes you there.
Okay, so I'm just putting my name in this right now, signing. Right.
Okay, yep, right. So just click the box above it, though. Make sure that's clicked first, and then once you type your name, then hit confirm signature, right.
Okay.
And then that should take you to our website, and they'll ask for a username and login. Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So you're good. Now I'm just going to go over the last step is our voice verification. It's to, you know, go over everything, ensure the accuracy of the order. If you have any questions, you know, don't hesitate to stop me. But, you know, it's very straightforward, but just in case. So I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of your business?
Cabinets Organized by Handle It.
Okay, and then please state your name and title within the business.
Wayne Thornhill, owner.
Okay, and you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business.
What's that?
You're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. That would also have something to do with the verification, but since you're already verified, no worries there. Now, as a result of increased visibility, also please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you, because we'll make sure to use that at the top of the call. And any calls that don't, you can, you know, happily disregard. Now, do you also agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash during the process?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to send you the phone number the technician is going to call from. It's the same number I've been texting you from, but I'll just send it so you have all that information for your records there. At the end of the call, I'll text that to you. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or just let us know of any additional online marketing efforts that you do with, say, another firm during the term of your agreement?
Okay.
Basically, if you do any other online marketing with another firm, just let the technician know so there's not any, like, dueling efforts or something that might interfere with what, you know, they're doing or we're doing, like, vice versa.
Okay.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, July 27th, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th, or just 30 days from today, in the amount of $249, okay? This will be the recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number I'm going to text you at the end of the call to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, you're good to go. So I'm just going to set up your time with the tech. Okay, so let's see. I can even send that email at the end of the call if you have something to get to. I don't mind. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's usually fine. I add just in case. So I'll send that over, and then I'm also going to send you the text. Okay. So you'll have all that information. You'll have my contact info too, just, you know, for anything going forward. But other than that, thanks for giving us a shot, and thank you so much for your time. Welcome to the team, most of all. And they're going to call you within 30 minutes of that time tomorrow. So I'm going to set it up for, let me just, so we can confirm the time. You'll get an email about it, but just to make sure that it's going to work for you. Let's see here. It'll be, so the earliest we could do is 7 a.m. Is 9 probably better for you?
I don't know. I mean, we can go as early as 7 or 8. That doesn't matter.
That's okay? Okay, because I have both open if you like.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm just
7 or 8
at 5 or 5:30.
Oh, yeah, me too. Okay. Gotcha. So is 7 better or is 8 going to be okay?
7's fine.
7's okay? Okay, so you're going to get an email shortly about that, and you'll receive my text shortly after that, and you'll have all the information you need. And they're going to call within 30 minutes of that 7 o'clock time and get you started with everything, okay?
All right.
Okay, well, appreciate the time again, Wayne. You have a good one.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, yep, bye.